Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
All right, let's send things over to Mike Bassick, though, as we do Baseball Nuggets featuring Mike Bassick.
Well, this is a little bit of a tough week, obviously, for multiple reasons, but we had Wednesday being opening day for the Texas Rangers and Major League Baseball. They were supposed to play at 3 p.m. versus the Seattle Mariners. That is not happening. So MLB.com put out a list of the five games that you should watch or could watch via YouTube. So not every game is on YouTube. They do have for 2018 and 2019. You can go back. They have the free pass now, just like I believe NFL has it for, I think, the last 10 years of games. MLB has opened up the last 2 years of games. You can watch any Major League Baseball game that has happened over the last 2 years on their website, and then you can go to YouTube and find other games to watch for other organizations.
Look, I think this is a great idea. You know, we talked about this last week. I was kind of surprised that, like, Netflix didn't, you know, fast-track Ozark a week or something like that. And you've seen some of the movie studios, like, they put Onward and The Hunt and things like that are already available on demand since the theater experience isn't really there for people. So a lot of people are fast-tracking to knowing that people are stuck in quarantine and giving them something to watch. So I think this is a really smart idea, Bassick, because, I mean, like, I don't know if you put together an ad campaign, but it would be something like Fall in Love with Baseball all over again. And hopefully that's what they'll inspire with some of their fans.
Well, I have the list of every team's five games, but I want to go with the Texas Rangers here, and then I'm going to move on to our rival, which I thought was pretty funny, their list of five games. But for the Rangers, the number one game to watch on YouTube, do you guys want to take a guess on which game you would want to watch, a former Ranger game that you'd want?
Shut up, Corey.
Don't guess.
Shut up, Corey. Corey,
I'm already regretting this. Besides that one game, what other game would you want to watch for the Texas Rangers? And let's just say a game
Nelson
that the Rangers
Cruz
win.
Shut up, Corey.
Walk-off home run against the Detroit Tigers. When Nelson Cruz hit that home run, didn't he have a grand slam in that series? Or was that the same game?
It is the same game. It's on the list.
Yeah. No, that's the one right there, because, like, I remember watching that. I remember jumping up out of my seat and going nuts about it. It was, you know, a lot of people, and I know I joke around a lot about Game 6, but a lot of people lose their minds and forget that you don't get to that World Series without Nelson. He was your ALCS MVP.
You're 100% right about that. For me, it is now, and until they win the World Series, it will continue
the Derek Holland game?
To be. No, that is a good one, too, though. It is October 22nd, 2010, game. Unfortunately, let's not worry about what game it was. It was a certain game number, and damn it. And the
was it after five?
Yes, it was, okay. But before seven in the 2010 ALCS, right. With all due respect to the performance put in by Colby Lewis, that game is now and will ever, forever be defined by Neftali Feliz striking out Alex Rodriguez in what is far and away the greatest moment in Texas Rangers history.
So I know everybody loves that moment, and I do too, because we finally did it.
Yeah.
I didn't see that game. I've never seen that game. I know Josh Hamilton was, like, he was a force in that series, because they were like, we have to pitch around this guy. He's just, you know, he's too good of a hitter. But because I was covering a high school football game.
Yep.
During that game right there, I got to hear it, but I never saw the entire game because I was covering Jesuit and Lake Highlands, I believe, was the football game I was covering at the time. So,
would you care to go back and watch it?
I probably would, but it is kind of soul-crushing to know that they lost the World Series later on. But yes, that moment set me over the top.
Reggie, do you have a game that you'd like to go back and watch?
There's not one that that immediately comes to mind, unfortunately.
Ask him about a soccer game.
You could steal mine.
Be like, yeah.
Oh, the Nigerian run and whatever. And he'll be like, I'll tell you all about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, actually, I think that was 92.
Oh, my God.
No, it might have been 98. I might be wrong. It might have been 98.
Reggie, I don't know this about you. You're a huge soccer fan?
Big soccer fan. Obviously, I am Nigerian in descent, so I root for my Super Eagles when I can when they play in international competitions. But, yeah, big soccer fan.
All right, so the list, you guys did name two of the five. Number one on the list for the Texas Rangers, May 1st, 1991, a 44-year-old Nolan Ryan becomes the oldest pitcher to throw a no-hitter and extends his own record for most no-nos in a career.
Shout out to the 903. That is absolutely what they called.
Okay, you guys.
Kevin doesn't think that Nolan Ryan was a good pitcher.
That is not true at all. I just said, like, whenever people are like, he's the greatest pitcher of all time, and I'm like, well, that's silly, but...
Why? Because he doesn't have any Cy Young?
Yeah, he was never named the best pitcher in a single year he played. Like, how can he be the best pitcher for all the years?
Because he has all the best stats, Kevin.
I will say for... and I'm not saying Nolan Ryan was the greatest pitcher ever either, but my father played against him, and growing up, they will tell me those California Angel teams were the worst teams in the American League. They were horrible. So a lot of his prime years where he was awesome
wasted
in the American League, he was on
he was
the
a
worst
diamond
team.
Surrounded by trash.
Look, great, because that's never been a bad phrase around here. He's obviously great. He obviously deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. I'm just saying, like, maybe not the best pitcher of all time.
You guys named it already. Rangers win the pennant October 22nd, 2010. Feliz strikes out A-Rod. Number three, we name this one too, Boomstick walks off.
Boomstick!
And that is me screaming that. We did not have the Texas Rangers at the time. You know, we're the home of the Texas Rangers, home of the Dallas
Cowboys.
No, I
thought you meant they didn't exist. And I was like, hold on, then what game are we talking about?
The Fan did not have the Rangers broadcasts at the time.
Gotcha.
They were on another station. So I would be up here. I was hired. That was my first job up here, is I was hired as soon as a Ranger playoff game was over, we would go to a Rangers postgame show and do an hour and a half.
It was a buzz,
of pretty
man.
Much a post-game show of the Texas Rangers playoff game. And so I was on with a whole bunch of different people. I screamed that one when I was with Gavin Dawson. But this is right around the time where I did my first ever show with you guys when Corey had the great tease of coming up next. Are they in it to win it, Mike? And I quickly responded, I think they are. They're going to the World Series.
But he said it, too, before we understood his inflection of sarcasm or anything like that. And it just sounded like he was like, oh, my God, you dip ass. Yes, I believe they're in it to win it.
What's amazing about that game in the 10th is Cruz wallops a game-tying homer in the 7th and then the walk-off grand slam in the 11th. So he had the homer to tie and the homer to win the game, and that was game 2 of the ALCS. The other games to watch if you're a Rangers fan on YouTube, Darvish is nearly perfect is one of them that they pick.
Was that against the Astros?
It is. April 2nd, 2013, Darvish retires each of the first 26 Astros he faces. So 26 up, 26 down, and the 27th hitter gets a hit between his legs up the middle.
That's the point. That probably hurts the most, right, Mike, is that he's the guy that threw the pitch. He dominated everybody. And then the ball was hit right back up the middle. And he probably could have gotten it. He just, I don't think he was expecting anybody to touch him that day.
And then the other game to watch, and this was a really fun game, I remember, in 2015, October 4th, Hamels wraps up the division on the final day of the regular season. He throws a complete game to clinch the AL West crown. So those are your five games to
game
go back
six?
To YouTube and
Shut
watch.
Shut up, Corey!
Feel like
the start of the regular season. I'm just going to keep talking so
Thank
nobody
you.
Could hear him, I'm hoping. And so those are the five games to watch if you're a Rangers fan. You don't need to watch the other game, but I will as I'm scrolling really quick. Let me just see if that's on St. Louis's page.
And I want to say the best game I ever went to in person was I was at the 5,000 strikeout game for Nolan Ryan. So I would probably be interested in going back and watching that game because it was really cool for the people who are really upset now and they think I hate Nolan Ryan.
Was there ever a Josh Hamilton game that really stood out
for you
guys?
Or home run game.
Yeah, okay. I had massive diarrhea that day too. Oh,
my God.
I'm being
dead
honest.
We have a really catchy commercial that can help you out with that.
Yeah, because I remember the next day I had to work on the morning show with Sean and RJ, and I brought an extra pair of underwear because every time Ian Kinsler came up to bat that night,
what is happening right now?
I would have to go to the restroom, and every time I'm on the pot, then Josh Hamilton comes up and hits a home run. So by the time he's coming up for his fourth at bat with three home runs, I don't even think I had to really go to the bathroom, but I had an upset stomach that night. Is I decided I'm going to go into the bathroom and sit on the pot, and then he hit another home run. So I didn't see his home runs live. I heard them because I had a part to do with the four home run game because I made sure to go to the bathroom during his next at bat to make sure he got the four home runs.
Really well done. We talked about the Olympics earlier, and I just really want to make this clear that people understand this is a real person's name. I swear I'm not doing a bit or anything like that. IOC, the longest tenured IOC member, Dick Pound.
Yeah, longtime Canadian swimmer. Mm-hmm.
He officially said that the Olympics are going to be postponed. So nothing specific about when they will be postponed to, but they will not be starting July 24th. So add the Olympics, not super surprising, to the list of things that are getting delayed, postponed, or canceled altogether.
Who was the source again, Kevin? Just wanted to.
That was the USA Today, but they got an interview with Dick Pound. Did he get lost, or we're the KNC masterpiece?
Better
right
to
here
say
on
it that way than the way it would be in the program.
Yes, that.
We gotta go.
Maybe we don't deserve to continue on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.